Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing. This message is by Clive Urquhart.
His blood is the most powerful liquid in the universe. His blood was shed so that we might live. There's life in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is life in the blood. And that blood is at work this morning, at work in you and work in me, at work in all of us. For those who believe, the blood is at work in us right now. The blood has made you acceptable. The blood has made you worthy. The blood has dealt with every sin, every sickness, every negativity. The blood that was shed by Jesus in various ways, from the garden all the way up to the cross, to the spear in his side. His blood has made the way. And in that blood, there is victory. In that blood, there is that his overcoming life for you and I this morning. So we can boldly stand before his throne to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to give him honor and majesty, because the blood has adopted you from being an orphan outside of God's family, and the blood has brought you in to become a child of God, standing before him acceptable in his sight, because the blood has made you worthy. The blood has made you holy in his sight. The blood has declared you blameless in his sight. You are holy and blameless in his sight this morning. How many of you believe that today? How many believe that in here? Jesus, we thank you for the power of your blood. And Father, I thank you for a revelation this morning of the power of the blood. What the blood has done, what the blood has accomplished, what the blood is doing right now in us, and what that means we can take a hold of and live in the good of as believers, as children of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every drop of blood that Jesus shed accomplished his purposes for you and I. There was not one drop that was wasted. From the drops of blood in the garden, when he was praying with such intensity that he sweated blood, as the weight of sin and the weight of what he was going to go through began to affect him, as he yielded himself to what was about to come. He was yielding, knowing the weight of sin, the punishment of sin. He was going to have to be a living sacrifice so that the punishment of sin could be paid for. Knowing what he was going to go through, the weight of what was about to happen, he sweated blood. Then he was arrested, tried, even though innocent, found guilty. He was taken away, he was whipped and he was beaten. He was whipped, the lashes upon his back. The Bible says, by his stripes, you are healed. Every stripe that went across his back and ripped through his flesh was taking every sickness upon himself. Whether physical, every physical sickness that could affect someone's life, he was taken upon himself. He was beaten. Beaten to the point where, at the end of Isaiah 52, it says that he was unrecognizable. You couldn't recognize him. Such was the treatment that he was given. Whatever went on internally inside of him in terms of the way he was beaten and kicked and punched and dealt with, whether outside physical symptoms or internal, emotional, whatever. He was taking all of that upon himself. The crown of thorns that was placed on his head, pushed down and thrust into his skull, the blood that began to flow, dealing with every mental illness, every mental sickness, everything that could avail us negatively from a mental point of view. He gave himself fully, spirit, soul, and body. Every part of him was given on the way to the cross, yielding himself to be beaten, to be punched, knowing he was taken. Everything that could separate us from God, everything that could steal, kill, and destroy our lives, he was taken upon himself. Then he was nailed to a cross, nails through his hands, as he was surrendering again to the Father's will all the way through this agonizing death. Nails through his feet, blood flowing, still blood flowing. Then he hung there, blood flowing from every part of his being. And in that moment, every sin was being laid upon him. He became that sacrifice. The punishment of our sin was being laid upon him. His blood was flowing so that every sin, no matter what it was, laid upon him, the blood was more powerful to forgive and to cleanse. Every sickness that was laid upon him, the blood that was flowing was so that every sickness could be healed. Everything mental, emotional, and physical could be dealt with by the blood of Jesus flowing through the Son of God on the cross as he hung there on behalf of you and I, so that we could be forgiven, cleansed, made whole, adopted as a child of God to become into his family, healed and made whole of everything that could afflict us. But one moment, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That moment, separation from the Father because of the sin that was laid upon him, taking our place so that we may be forgiven and go free and live free. Then there was a cry, a declaration that was made. When sin, sickness, death, the enemy had been defeated on the cross, he made a declaration. Because none of those things killed Jesus. It says, he declared, "It is finished. The victory has been won." All of these things have been overcome now. For mankind to be able to come to me and say, God, I'm a sinner, I'm in need of you. I need you to forgive me of every sin, of every corruption that's on the inside of me. And I thank you for the blood that enables me to be forgiven and healed and set free. And he declared, it is finished. It is accomplished. The victory has been won. That's what he was saying. All those things have been overcome. And then he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, he died, having accomplished for you and I all that was going to be needed. blood that was shed from the garden all the way up to the cross. And then when the Roman soldier found him on the cross, he was like, man, this guy's dead already. No bones had been broken. He put the spear in his side and blood and water flowed. The river of life was flowing for you and I. And then 3 days later, because the grave couldn't hold him, because the victory had been won on the cross, the blood of Jesus had accomplished everything for you and I to be forgiven, healed, made whole, and to become a person of his victorious life. The grave and death couldn't hold him. He rose from the dead victorious. People came out of their graves when he rose from the dead, because death couldn't hold those who believed, and they came out of their graves because of the life that is in him, the life that is in the blood. That's the life we have. And it's because of the blood that was shed, because of the blood of Jesus that was shed. And this morning, this is a morning of healing. This is a morning of freedom. This is a morning of deliverance. This is a morning of breakthrough. This is a morning where we're going to take hold of the blood by faith afresh in our lives this morning. Cycles of sickness breaking over people's lives this morning. Physical symptoms that have been stubborn, they're going this morning. Mental ailments against you in your mind, in your psyche, are going to be broken over your life this morning. Emotional turmoil is going to be defeated this morning. Circumstances that have not budged, they're going to shift this morning, because we're going to take hold of the power of the blood of Jesus. It's time to end being a victim, being the tail. You're the head. You're a victor. You're an overcomer, because you're a child of God, because you are in Christ Jesus. And so you stand before him this morning as a child of God. If you need to ask him to forgive you for anything this morning that you know is not sorted with him, I want to encourage you to do that now. Any way in which you know you're not right with God, any way in which your conscience is not clear, any way in which you just know I'm not clean, just put it to words, verbalize it. You can't repent with thoughts. It says, confess your sin, and he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9. Anything outstanding with him, any relationships that are out of order, out of sync, out of place, any offense that you've taken towards someone else, any anger, upset, any trouble, Jesus gave himself fully for you and I so that we could come to him and say, Jesus, forgive me. And it doesn't matter what we've done in our lives, however bad we think it is, the cross was enough to forgive every sin, every corruption, everything that could separate us from him. And therefore, he gives himself fully to us so that we could be forgiven. And therefore, we have a responsibility to forgive others in the same way that Jesus has forgiven us for everything that we've done. And whenever we do something, we come before him and say, Father, forgive me for that thought, that negative thought, that whatever it might be, lustful thought, greed, self-centeredness, whatever it might be, those acts, I've acted unjust there, or I've been gossiping there, I've been negative here, I've slandered there, whatever it is, Father, forgive me. Would you cleanse my heart? I want clean hands and a pure heart, Father. I thank you for the power of the blood this morning that sprinkles me, that washes me afresh, cleanses me from every sin, everything that affects my walk and relationship with you and with others, and how you want to flow through my life. There might be some of you here today, you don't know Jesus. You don't have a relationship with him. And you've just heard through what we've been saying the last few minutes, God is love, and he expressed his love by sending Jesus to live and then die for you and I, taking the punishment that we deserve upon himself so that to make it possible for us to be forgiven, made right with God and brought into relationship with him. It's not something we can do in our own strength. The Bible says that we've all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. We can't reach God in our own efforts and our own goodness in any way. And so God came down to earth knowing we couldn't reach him. So Christianity is the only faith where God comes down to man and does something for man to reconcile man back to God. Every other faith and religion says you have to do something to be attainable, to reach God in some way for God to then come and do something for you. But God took the initiative and said, no, mankind can't reach me because of sin. They're separated from me. So I'm going to go down and reconcile what went wrong so that man could be made right with me and dwell with me so that I can dwell with him and live in him. That's God's heart for you as a person. And if you don't know Jesus, this maybe is your moment to say, God, I don't fully understand everything this moment, but I know I need you. Every person is born a sinner. Every person is born separated from God. Every person is born with the nature of sin in them. We're born as sinners. We have no hope in our own right and life. That's why we need a Savior. Save us from an eternity without God. Save us from sin. Without that, we end up in an eternity without God. The Bible describes that as hell. That's not a popular word these days, but it's the reality. And God's heart is that no one would ever spend eternity without him. That's why he came, because he wants everybody to know him, to walk with him, to live with him, to have relationship with him. And he was prepared to go through whatever it took so that forgiveness, healing, wholeness, to be made holy became possible. If you need to surrender your life today to Jesus, now is your moment. Jesus, I surrender to you. I need to be forgiven. Cleanse me of every sin, every wrongdoing, everything I've ever done that has separated me from you, does not please you. Forgive me. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my mind. Cleanse my life. Some of you might have not walked with the Lord for a while, and for whatever reason you're here this morning, you just, I'm going to go today, I just need to go today. If that's you, this is your moment. Jesus, thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you, you shed your blood for me. I want to come back. I want you to restore me to relationship with you. Thank you that you've never left me, you've never forsaken me, because you made covenant with me saying I'll never leave you and never forsake you. And you're coming back like a prodigal. And as you come back trying to say, what shall I say? And God, I want to get it right with you. The Father runs towards you, embraces you, and says, son, daughter, come home. You belong to me. You're forgiven. Come back into the house. Come back into relationship with me. Don't you love God? Don't you love Jesus? Don't you love the way he is towards us, towards people? His everlasting, unfaithful. His faithful, sorry, his unfailing love. Maybe all of us need to just start with this. Father, I surrender afresh to you this morning. I give my life afresh to you. What you purchased with your blood belongs to you. This life, this body, all that I am belongs to you. You purchased me with your blood. You paid the ultimate price. I don't belong to myself any longer. I belong to you. I'm a child of yours. You're my King. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. So Jesus, any way in which I've taken anything back from you and put myself on the throne, I just throw those crowns down now. Jesus, I fully surrender afresh to you right now in this moment. I thank you that you are mine and I am yours. Thank you that I am your beloved. And you are mine. Jesus, I thank you that the blood is at work in me right now. Your blood cleanses me from anything that has been out of order with you. But I thank you your blood is at work right now in my life, in my body. Whatever symptoms you might have this morning, physical, emotional, mental, whatever stuff is going on, the blood is enough. 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 The blood is enough for your healing. The blood is enough for your deliverance. The blood is enough for your freedom. The blood is enough this morning. The blood is enough to unlock joints this morning. Shoulder issues, neck issues, elbow issues, wrists, knuckles, knees, hips, ankles. In the name of Jesus, we command every joint that has pain, that has restriction, where there's issues, I command every joint to be unlocked right now in Jesus' name. We just apply the blood of Jesus to every joint right now. Where there's been accidents and things have not healed properly, I command every joint, every bone right now to shift, to move, to come into alignment, every joint to be healed and realigned right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command arthritis to leave people's bodies right now. Leave knuckles, leave wrists, leave knees, leave hips right now. Leave those joints in the name of Jesus. I command the unlocking of joints right now in Jesus' name. Just take hold of your healing. Apply the blood right now. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood at work in my joints. Thank you for the blood at work in respiratory parts of our bodies, in lungs right now. I command every lung issue, condition to leave in Jesus' name. I command where there's sickness in the lungs, whatever's going on there, I command healing in Jesus' name. We apply the blood to our lungs, to our respiratory systems right now. Someone, you've had a damaged left-hand lung. Your left-hand lung's been damaged through a previous sickness and it's not functioned properly. And God is breathing by His Spirit right now into your lung and He's dealing with the incapacity that is there. He's dealing with whatever consequence there's been from a past illness, and God is healing you right now so that you can have full capacity in your lungs. So you can take deep breaths without any restriction, without any pain. You're not going to find yourself out of breath. You're not going to find yourself short of breath any longer because the blood of Jesus is touching your lungs right now. Father, I thank you for your healing grace. We're taking hold of the blood. Take hold of the blood. Take hold of the blood. Whatever's going on in your body, whatever symptoms they are, take hold of the blood right now. Whatever it is in your life at this moment, physical thing, emotional thing, mental health issues, we're gonna see victory over mental health issues. Cancer used to be the big issue. Cancer, there's faith for cancer in these days to be healed and sorted. It's not a big C any longer. It's a little seed. Jesus Christ is the big seed. He's the victorious one. For mental health issues, the blood is enough to heal mental health issues. How many believe the blood is enough? Some of you, there's been oppression wanting to take you out. And if that's been a struggle for you, oppression or depression in some way, whether you're kneeling or sitting or standing, wherever you are at this moment, I want you to look up as if you're looking up to the Lord right now. You're looking up to Him. Oppression wants to get your head down, makes you want to bow down, not in bow before the Lord, but makes you want, it wants to crush you. And Jesus was crushed so that every oppression and depression and everything could be lifted off our lives, so that we could live healthy, live free, and be the people who God has called us to be. And so if that's you at the moment, just lift your head, look up like Jesus when He prayed. He lifted His hands and looked up expectantly from the Father. Just look up right now. We rebuke every oppression. We rebuke every depression. We rebuke every heaviness, everything that wants to crush people right now. We break the hold of that over people's lives. I take authority now over every oppression, over every depression, over every heaviness. I command you, lift off, get off of those lives in Jesus' name. Those death grips around people's minds, I break that off right now in Jesus' name. I break it off of your mind right now in Jesus' name. Be free, be free, be free. Oppression, lift off. Depression, lift off right now. Thank you, Jesus, for your victory in our lives right now. Thank you for your victory happening across this room right now, physically, mentally, emotionally. Father, I thank you for your victory breaking through in people's bodies, in their lives. I thank you, Father, because the blood has made the way. The blood has paid the price. The blood has won the victory. The blood has overcome. The blood has defeated. The blood has dealt with every negativity. And the blood is at work in us right now. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It's heart conditions. Different heart conditions. Some of you have been told you have a weak heart. That's the phrase, a weak heart, for various reasons. And if that's you, I want you to just lay one of your hands on your heart right now. Firstly, we take authority over any diagnosis, any words that have been spoken that have then tried to set a position in our lives that says, this is who you are, this is what you have. We don't deny the facts. We don't deny symptoms. But what we do is we take authority over them. Because the truth of God's word in the power of His blood is more powerful than a symptom, than a diagnosis. Anybody believe this? This is faith, believing in who Jesus is and what the blood accomplished for us. Lay hands on your heart right now. We command these hearts to be strong. I command valves that are not heart valves, that are not functioning properly. I rebuke every disease and every disorder where there are valves not functioning properly. I command valves to be healthy, to be healed, and to open and to operate. Those heart valves to open and close in the way that they should do. So the blood flow around the body can be what it's supposed to be. So the blood can flow into every right, to the extremities of the fingertips, to the toes, and every extremity, so the blood can flow in the way that it needs to, so the body can be healthy, so the body can function in the way that it should do. We command hearts to be healed now in the name of Jesus. In the name of every heart condition, we bring it under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We bring it under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we rebuke every illness, every heart condition, and command health and wholeness right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some Some of you have got too much sugar in your blood. Some of you have not got enough sugar in your blood. How many of you know that the blood of Jesus is holy, is perfect, and has no issues? And by faith right now, we're going to take hold of the blood of Jesus, touching our natural blood in our bodies. This is a miracle right now that God's going to adjust in people's bodies in different ways. Some, your sugar levels are going to go down a bit in your blood, and others, your sugar levels are going to come up a little bit in your blood. Now, some of you take medication for this, and some is going to shift in your blood in the next few moments. And you need to keep taking your medication. And you go to the doctor and you say, hey, can you give me a blood test or whatever? You might do that on your own. It can tell you your own sugar levels with the kits you've got at home, but still get yourself checked by the doctor. And he can check you and say, your blood sugar level's normal. You don't have to take this lot anymore. Let that be a testimony to your doctor. Let it be a testimony. God is bigger than any medication we can take. So even if your blood's sorted in the next few minutes and you think, well, I don't know if I should take it, God's big enough to neutralize whatever you put into you that tries to adjust your sugar levels. Go to the doctor and get yourself checked, okay? Let them sign you off and say, you don't need this any longer, even though you know you won't need it. We just command right now to in people's blood. I command those who have too much sugar in their blood, we command the sugar levels to come down. We command the sugar levels to come down to be what they are supposed to be. And where their blood level, the sugar level is too low, we command that to come up. And we speak to people's bodies right now that whatever is producing too much sugar, we command you to be rectified right now and healed in the name of Jesus. And why you're not producing enough sugar, we command that to be healed and rectified in the name of Jesus. We command people's blood to be healed right now. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many other things. You don't have to hear something from me or from the front here. God's doing more than just what is being spoken out. Because what's going on is between you and Him, and you taking hold of the blood in your life. One of the other things I had was jaws. Clicking jaws and conditions in gums, and I don't know the different names for different ailments or sicknesses to do with that. We just command, as well as that unlocking of joints, we command jaws to be unlocked, where things get locked, where people's jaws click and all of that. We command that to be healed right now, where there's dis-ease in the gums, where there's been things going on in the mouth and whatever. I just command healing right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There's two ladies here, and this is sensitive. There's two ladies here, and you've not been able to have children. And in the last few minutes, the two people, you've had a burning sensation, a kind of heat, a burning sensation really low down in your body. And in the last few minutes, has just begun. You both gave yourself, when we said surrender yourself afresh, you said, Father, I surrender my body afresh to you. And I just give over to you the fact that in the natural, I can't get pregnant. And so I just give my body over to you. And there's two ladies, you've got this burning heat down there in your lower part of your body. Father, we thank you for your healing grace and the reproductive system in these two ladies. We speak healing into your body right now so that you can conceive. I know some of these things are sensitive, so we don't just do things glibly. And I'm not just chucking out stuff for the sake of it. It's like, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? What are you doing in this room right now? Jesus said, I only do the things that I see my Father doing. So it's like, Father, show me, what are you doing? What are you doing? Show us, what are you doing right now? And there's a lot more than I've just said that is going on in this room. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have got eating, what do you call it when you can't eat different things? Allergies. There's allergies for different reasons in here. If you have some sort of allergy, I want you to lay hands on your stomach. If you have some kind of allergy, I want you to lay hands on your stomach right now. We're taking hold of the blood of Jesus to deal with, because he took every allergy issue to the cross with him. Amen. Do you believe that? He took every, anybody else apart from one person down here, anybody else believe that he took every allergy issue to the cross? Just lay hands. It says believers will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. They will recover. You're a believer. You're laying hands on someone. You're laying hands on yourself. You're a believer. You're laying hands on where things aren't right. And you are healed. So we rebuke every allergy, every reaction to food, different ingredients. We rebuke every allergy right now. We command it to leave people's bodies in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. You have no right to interrupt and affect people's lives. And we command people, those allergies, to leave now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing right now, because of the power of the blood. Thank you, Jesus. My dad, years ago, wrote a book called The Blood Speaks. If you don't have one, we have some out in the hub. Just take one per household. You can have one. You haven't got to buy it. You can have one. But I want to encourage you to read it and have a fresh revelation of the power of the blood. There's so much truth in here. I flicked through this over the last couple of days. It's like, wow, thank you, Jesus. The victory, the overcoming life, that you can boldly come before his throne. You have power over the enemy, because he's been defeated by the blood of Jesus. And therefore, you don't have to take any rubbish from the enemy. You say, no, get stuffed. I've got authority over every attack of the enemy because of the blood of Jesus that has won the victory for me as a child of God. And because I'm a child of God and Christ is in me and I'm in him, I have the victory of the blood at work in my life, so I can overcome every attack of the enemy. I'm not going to live as a victim. I'm not going to live downtrodden. I'm not going to live overcome. Because I have the overcoming one on the inside of me. And because I have the overcoming one on the inside, that means I am an overcomer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have communion. What I want you to do, just really quickly, okay? Everybody, can you stand to your feet? There's tables in the four corners. If you can just literally go and grab a cup each, take a little bit of bread, and then bring it back to where you are. If you can do that as fast as you can, okay? That'd be really, really good. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, we thank you that you are our victory, that you are the one who has overcome. Thank you, Jesus, that you went to the cross on our behalf. You allowed yourself to be punished, beaten, whipped, abused. You allowed yourself to go through being disfigured, being unrecognizable, whether on the outside and whatever was taking place on the inside of you as a result of all the punishment. What does the cross show us? It shows us the disfigurement of sin that goes on. When Jesus hung there completely disfigured, an absolute mess on the inside physically, that's what sin does in someone's life. That's what, when someone doesn't know Jesus on the inside, that's what their life is like. They're totally disfigured on the inside spiritually. And God is the only one that can bring healing and make us a new person in Him, a new creation. So often when someone gives their life to the Lord, they even have a completely different countenance on the outside. It's like they look like a different person. My wife Jane, when she became a Christian, it was a couple of years before we met, but our families kind of knew each other. When she became a Christian, it was like she looked like a completely different, my whole countenance, she changed so much. People said to her, "Man, you, Jane, you look like a different person." Why? Because the inside had been completely transformed. And therefore the outside shone and looked different. Because the outside carries the countenance of God, which is on the inside now, because we've been set free by the blood of Jesus. Was eating with the disciples. He was having the Passover meal with them. They were eating, and in the midst of that, they didn't fully understand what he was going to do at this moment, because it was just before the cross. But while they were eating, he took the bread and he broke it. And in that moment, he said, "This is my body." They didn't understand what he was going to go through, that he was going to be completely beaten to the core. He said, "This is my body." But what did he say then? He said, "This is my body given." Because he gave himself 100% spirit, soul, and body. He gave himself fully to what was about to happen to him. And he said, "This is my body given for you. Eat this. Eat of me. And remember, every time you eat of me, remember." Remember, they were like, "What is it?" Well, we don't fully understand what he's talking about. But after the cross, when they broke bread and they had communion, they realized the power of the cross and what was accomplished through the blood. And when they broke bread, they remembered not just a memory of something that happened. They remembered, this is what Jesus did for us on the cross. He gave himself 100%. He allowed himself to be whipped and beaten for the sin to be put upon him. And he became that sacrifice so that we may go free. We remember the life that is in the blood, the life that is was established through the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And they lived in the life and the power of that blood. That's why they were devoted to breaking bread. Because they constantly reminded themselves, wow, this isn't a religious ceremony. It's not something we do on a Sunday morning. This is something we do every day. We come before him saying, "Jesus, thank you that you gave yourself for me. I want to live fully alive in who you are." I don't ever want to take you for granted. I don't ever want to get just comfortable with who you are. I don't ever want to take you for granted. I don't ever want to get bored. With anything to do with a Christian life, because you gave all, you gave everything. Thank you, Jesus. And then he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood. This is my blood. The blood of a new covenant." And what was that covenant? That covenant was going to be all that was accomplished through the death and the resurrection of the cross. It was, and the resurrection afterwards. It was the covenant being made where God wasn't just saying, "I'm going to be with you," like he had been all up to that point. Now he was going to say, "I'm going to be in you. I'm going to take out that old stony heart and put a heart of flesh on the inside of you. I'm going to put my spirit on the inside of you. And it's going to be possible because of the blood that's going to be shed from the garden, sweat and blood all the way through to hanging on the cross. The blood that was shed that has won the victory over every sin, every sickness and over the enemy and death itself. That's the blood that we drink. That's the, I know it's juice in a cup, but by faith, we're taking hold of the power of the blood." Does anybody believe this stuff this morning? I want to encourage you, get that little booklet. You'll read it. It will just so encourage your faith, encourage you to believe. So right now, let's all, I know, I don't want to make this formal in this sense, right? Because I know we're not, well, we're not going to just pray with each other this morning. We're just each of us going to take this together. Just take your bread that represents by faith the body of Christ, what he did, what he went through, all that he accomplished for you. And Jesus said, "Eat of me, eat of me, eat of me." And afresh, we're by faith eating of Jesus. He is our salvation. He is our living bread. He is the one that enabled us to be forgiven and set free and healed. Amen. Let's just take hold of the bread. Let's eat it. We're just eating of him this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that we can take hold of your life afresh. That we can live in you because you live in us. And we eat of you. You are our food. You are our fulfillment. You are our satisfaction. We don't have to medicate on anything else in life because you are our food and our fulfillment. You don't need anything else to satisfy you in your life. You don't need to be, some people find surfing on social media that does something for you. It brings us, if that's, you need to come before the Lord and lay that down in a fresh way and say, "God, I don't want social media to do anything for me. I don't want to feel like I'm missing out or lacking or whatever it is because I'm not on it. I don't know the latest, so I'm going to be..." Man, we need to let that stuff go. Social media is not medication in your life. He is your fulfillment. He is your food. Let's just take the cup. The blood represents the blood. We thank you, Jesus. This represents the most powerful liquid in the universe that has no equal, no rival. Thank you that your blood cleanses us. Thank you that when we drink of you, we're remembering you. We're remembering who you are, what you've done, the forgiveness. We are forgiven. We've been adopted as children. We stand before you, holy and blameless, righteous in your sight. What an amazing privilege to stand before him as a child of God in his victory and in his fullness. And so we drink of you today, Jesus, by faith. We eat the body and we drink the blood by faith, what this represents. Because we're cleansed, because we're forgiven, because we're made whole. We thank you, Jesus. You can have communion because you're a child of God. When we have communion, we need to come before Him in the right way. Not like the Corinthians where they just got so blasé. The stuff they were doing, the way they were living. Communion reminds us we're set apart. It reminds us we live a consecrated life. Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing amongst us. How many of you know that God has done something in you this morning in some way? Just raise your hand. If you know you've received physically, emotionally, mentally in some way, I just want you to turn to one or two people around you and just say what God has done in you in the last 45 minutes, okay? Just turn around, tell somebody, quick bit of testimony. Not a long story. Just say, oppression's lifted off, depression's lifted off, the pain's gone, my ankles are moving, my knees don't hurt anymore. My back's all right. I can breathe differently. Whatever it might be, just tell them just exactly what is going on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yesterday in Crawley, there were a dozen people doing some outreach in the town centre in Crawley. And as people have been going out, there's been an increase of what God's been doing. They prayed with five people yesterday to surrender their lives to Jesus. One lady who got out of a wheelchair, and as a result of getting out of her wheelchair, her friend gave her life to Jesus, because seeing her friend getting out of a wheelchair, she was like, wow, if God's... And she gave her life to the Lord. Colin was saying, you can say about Alpha yesterday, the Holy Spirit day, in a minute. God was doing stuff. God is working. God is moving. Amen. Let's just stand to our feet for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus sacrificed himself to take the punishment of our sin so that we can be cleansed from every sin and be forgiven, so that we could be healed and made whole, which gives us access into the throne room, accepted as a child of God, so that we live in the victory of who Jesus is in us. That victory enables us to overcome the enemy, because God has made every provision for us to live in liberty and freedom. I now belong to him and he belongs to me, and I live in the power of God, delivered from everything of the enemy, every religious legalism, because God has made covenant with me, and I live in that holy, perfected life that he's given me to rule and reign as a child of God. Come on, how many of you want to thank God for who he is and what he's done in your life and what that means to live in him? We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.